Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidoy. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha befrikat ol, for the sin that we've sinned before you in throwing off your yoke. We've failed to accept responsibility. We've thrown off many responsibilities that are incumbent upon every Jew. The yoke of God's kingdom, of studying Torah, of improving ourselves, of helping others, of being a constructive part of the community. And for the sin that we've sinned before you in judgment, we've judged unfairly. As judges and witnesses, we've corrupted the decision-making process of courts and the settlement of disputes. We have judged God and found him guilty of not treating us as we think he should. We have not meant to be unfair to people, but we've been quick to condemn them on the basis of inadequate information. We've lacked good judgment and common sense in failing to judge people charitably. For the sin that we've sinned before you through entrapping a neighbor, we've taken advantage of our friends. We've sought ways to take advantage of another's weakness. We have manipulated people, and this is especially wrong when we do it to friends who have confidence in us. And for the sin that we've sinned before you through a begrudging eye, we've been jealous. We've been stingy and jealous, trying to find ways to free ourselves from giving charity, not being generous to others and resenting their success. We've been unwilling to do simple favors for others, especially when our missions would go unnoticed. For the sin that we've sinned before you in throwing off your yoke, and for the sin that we've sinned before you in judgment, for the sin that we've sinned before you through entrapping a neighbor, and for the sin that we've sinned before you through a begrudging eye. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.